Welcome to day 176. We are up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. As always, we like to post them on Erev Shabbos, so they're sitting ready to go in your inbox on Motzei Shabbos. So in the very first Mishnah of our Masechta, we learned about five categories of people who should not or cannot separate Truma, and even if they did, Ein Trumas on Truma. It doesn't work, meaning that which they separated does not have the status of Truma, and the produce that they separated it from is still considered Tevel, still considered untithed. In our Mishnah, we're going to learn about another five people who should not separate Truma, but if they did, then it does work. So says Mishnah Vav, Chamisha lo Yisromu, these are the five that should not separate Truma, v'im tarmu Trumas on Truma. But if they did, it still works, Trumas on Truma. It has the status of Truma, and the food is considered a tithe. So what are they? Ha'ilem, someone who is mute, v'hashikor, someone who is drunk, v'arum, someone who is undressed, v'hasuma, someone who is blind, uval keri, and someone who has a seminal emission, lo Yisromu. In all of those cases, you should not a tithe, v'im tarmu, trumas and truma. But if you did, then it works. The truma is considered truma, and the produce is considered tithe. So why these five? So really, there are two categories among these five. The first category includes the ilam, one who is mute, the arum, one who is undressed, and the balkeri, one who has a seminal mission. All of those cases, your situation prevents you from saying the bracha, or in the ilam's case, you can't say anything. It even prevents the mute person from even declaring that which I'm separating is truma. You can still do it with your mind, but you cannot say those words, and you certainly can't say the bracha. Someone who is undressed, we know, is not allowed to say a bracha, you're not allowed to say Hashem's name, and someone who has a seminal emission, according to at least the halacha of Ezra, Ezra instituted way back in the day, that until you go to the mikvah, someone who has a seminal emission should not say a bracha either. That's been changed since, we don't hold of that anymore, but certainly by an arum, we still hold of all of that. You're not allowed to say a bracha in those cases, and by an ilam, not only can you not say a bracha, but you can't even declare that this is truma. But in all of these cases, it still works if you did it, because as we learned earlier, the bracha and even the actual declaration with words is not ma'akev, which again means it doesn't prevent the mitzvah from being fulfilled. You should say it with the bracha, you should verbalize that which you're separating, but if you didn't, it's not essential to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is still fulfilled. So even if you just separated truma without saying the bracha, then that is fine. If you separated truma and in your mind you designated this as truma, that is still considered truma and it works. The other two are part of another category, which is the shikur, the one who is drunk, and the suma, one who is blind. The halacha is that you actually have to separate the best of your produce for truma. That's what we learned that from a pasuk. And the shikur, someone who's drunk, probably cannot evaluate which of these fruits are best. And the suma, someone who's blind, cannot see which of these fruits are best, and therefore they can't fulfill that part of the mitzvah. But still, again, as we saw in the first category, that is not ma'akev, that does not prevent you from fulfilling the mitzvah. So even though you should separate the best of the produce, even if you separated the worst of the produce, it still works, and trumas on truma, that is Mishnah Vav. Now, Mishnah Zayin, we're going to learn about how you separate or how you measure truma. We know that from the Torah's perspective, the Torah does not give us any measurement for how much truma is truma. It doesn't tell us anything. Chazal come in and say it should be either 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th, depending on how generous you are, as the Gemara says. So we generally assume that middle amount, the Beinonis, the person who's right in the middle, is about 1/50th. That's 2%. So how do you measure that 2%? Says the Mishnah, Ein Tormin lo b'mida, v'loba mishkal, v'loba minan. You cannot do it by size, or you cannot do it by weight, and you cannot do it by counting them out. Because the Torah seems to say v'nechshav. You're supposed to v'nechshav lechem trumaschem. You're supposed to, nechshav means you're supposed to think about it. You're supposed to evaluate it. It should be by estimation. It should not be an actual counting. It should not be an actual measurement. And therefore, these ways, by doing it, by counting out or by putting on the weight, that would be violating v'nechshav. It's not what you're thinking of. Then it's an actual measurement. That would be a problem. Aval, says the Mishnah, but torim hu esamadud v'esashakal v'esamadud. But if you took the entire amount, all of the grain that you have, and you evaluated any one of these ways, you did it by size, you did it by weight, or you did it by counting, then you can evaluate from that amount how much you need to separate. Meaning to say that if you weighed all of your produce and you found that you have, let's say, 100 pieces of produce, or you counted them out and you found that you have 100 pieces of produce, that you're allowed to do, and then you can estimate how much is 2%. Obviously, in that case, you can easily look at 2%, but that's the way it works. Meaning whatever you separate needs to be estimated, but you can do the first step of evaluating how much you have entirely so that your estimation is a little bit more accurate. The ain tormin basal bakuba shehem shelmida, and you're not allowed to put it in a basket or some other sort of kli, another type of basket that whatever it is that's specifically used for measuring, because you know that when that's full, then it's this amount, and therefore it's almost like a measuring cup. You're not allowed to use that. Aval torim hubahem bechetzian roshlishan, but you're allowed to fill it up halfway or a third and estimate how much that is, because generally the kupa would be used to measure the entirety of the kupa. Meaning once you fill it at the top, you know it's a certain amount, but less than that, you're still evaluating. How how much is half, how much is a third, that would still be considered an evaluation. But lo yisrim basa'ah shechatzia b'mida. But you should not separate with a bisa'ah. A sa'ah is another type of basket that specifically holds a sa'ah, because usually they were used also to measure half a sa'ah, meaning there usually there was a marking on it, like our measuring cups now, usually has a marking on it that would say that when you fill up the sa'ah, then you know, when you fill up the whole thing, you know it's a sa'ah, but even when you fill up to this line, then you know it's a half a sa'ah, and that would still be considered measuring. So as long as the basket doesn't have any sort of other measurement on it, but is only used when it's full, so then you'd be able to do about half. You know, that when we have, let's say, the when we're baking and we have a measuring cup that is like a half of a teaspoon, so you know what half a teaspoon is if it's full, but if you fill it up halfway, you don't know exactly whether that's a half of a half, a quarter of a teaspoon. You just have to, you have to guess. So that's what it's saying. As long as you have to guess, it's okay. But if the measuring cup actually has a marking that says this is half, so then that would be a problem, because that is actually counting. That is being very precise. That is Mishnah Zayin. We'll continue with Mishnah Ches tomorrow.